Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. In Acts 19, starting at verse 11, we learn that in Ephesus, God was doing unusually powerful miracles through the Apostle Paul. And then that certain practitioners of magic tried to jump on his bandwagon, tried to hijack his powers for their own use. We learn about these seven traveling Jewish exorcists. On one occasion, these seven brothers approach a demon-possessed man. They say to the demon, "Come out. We command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches." "Surely this will work," they think to themselves. "We are saying both the names of Jesus and of Paul, and we have seen that these names have real power." They weren't expecting the demon to talk back to them, but he does. He says, in so many words, "You guys are imposters. You can say those names, but you have no connection to real power. Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize." Demons trembled before those two. But these sons of Sceva were not connected to Jesus. They were nobodies to this demon. And so the demon commandeers his human host to give these seven men a pounding. He leaps upon them. You might picture an action movie where an outnumbered fighter swings round and round, feet and fists flying, smashing the daylights out of all of his attackers on every side. The odds are 1-on-7, but the one pummels the seven who run from the house naked and wounded. What we see is a pecking order. Practitioners of magic, even people today who want to read your tarot cards, who tell you they can tell your fortune, they're at the bottom of the pecking order. Satan has more power than they do. And Satan, his power is real. He is dangerous. He prowls about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, Peter tells us. Jesus, though, is the highest power. He is the one who defeats Satan. And so the calling to me and to you today is that we need to hide ourselves in Jesus. We need to tie our identity into Jesus. We want to be connected to him, not merely for our own sakes, not try to use him for our own purposes. That won't work. He's too great for that. You see, ultimately, Satan will be cast into the lake of fire, and Jesus will reign forever and ever. By humble trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, we participate in that future victory, even today. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.